looking at the academies, that gets an interest in here.
I'll work Katie over just a little bit. Thank you. morning and welcome to First Christian Church, Colorado Springs. We are so glad that you have chosen this place of worship to honor the Lord's name with us. We are blessed by your presence. We ask that you sign the burgundy attendance folder found on your pew closest to the inside aisle. If you are new to the church, please give us a way to contact you on this form. Please stand as you are able and join us in our call to worship. Lord, your graciousness is always to be trusted.
Help us to be disciples who are loyal and true.
Lord, you are an ever-present help to all who seek you.
Help us to reach out in friendship and mercy with the good news of your love.
Lord, your kindness extends to all generations.
Help us to be obedient and cheerful followers in the paths where you lead us.
Lord, not wanting or wasting, you rule the world in power and might.
Give us the courage to be your people in a hostile world. Give us hearts that are clean and pure with your love. Give us a true reverence for you, O God, of all that is.
Join us as we sing hymn number 72, To God Be the Glory. Father, as a scout, I pray for the ability to show compassion and kindness towards others, including my fellow scouts, leaders, and community members. Help us to see the needs of others and respond with empathy and generosity. May we be patient and understanding, listening to the opinions and perspectives of others with an open heart and mind. Amen. You may be seated. Today is Girl Scout Sunday. We will be acknowledging both Girl Scouts and Cub Scouts this morning. The Girl Scout Promise and Law communicates many of the principles and values that are common across religions. Each year, a Girl Scout can earn her My Promise, My Faith pin by exploring the Girl Scout law and tying it directly to teachings from her faith. If you are a scout of any kind or were in the past, please stand for recognition while I recite the Girl Scout Promise and Law. On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout Law. I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, responsible for what I say and do, to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, and make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout. You may be seated. In Girl Scouts, there is a My Promise, My Faith pin that helps girls focus on a specific part of the law and how it applies within their life. When I earned My Promise, My Faith pin, I chose to focus on the line, I will do my best to be considerate and caring. I find that not only do these qualities reflect who I want to be as a person, but also reflect what we are taught as Christians to uphold in our day-to-day life. When I recite the Promise and Law, I always think about how I can be considerate and understanding to those around me. Every opportunity I met with, I try to be caring towards those who need help and those who don't. When I think about my personal relationship with God, I fall to those same traits to guide me through my life in every situation I find myself in. My faith has taught me to always be kind and respectful to those around us, to understand a person through their point of view, and to care and put effort towards every relationship, no matter how small. Growing up in Girl Scouts solidified those ideals, and I feel it is as easy as breathing to act on these morals every day in my life. Showing others what they can achieve and learn through communities like Girl Scouts and the church is something I personally strive for because I know how positively it impacted me when I was young and developing. I hope that my work in the community and within my own troop follows my peers, mentors, and younger scouts for years to come, and they can see the impact something as simple as the Girl Scout Law can have on their life. Now to the announcements for today.
Thank you, Claire, for sharing. I just want to announce that this is the last day for signing up, so you get assigned to a group to feed our flock. If you have not yet done so, Jack has a few forms yet to fill out. I got quite a few last week, so this is your last chance. Make sure those forms get in the box today, and then we will announce those groups and let you know who you'll be meeting with. Thank you.
Today is Noisy Offering Sunday for One Nation Walking Together. Conversations that matter will take place after worship service today in the parlor. The topic of the day is maintaining the FCC community in a new environment. Today is also the deadline to get signed up for the Feed the Flock, formerly known as Dinners of Eight. Sign-up forms can be found at the info desk area or see Nancy Lingblom. March 11th is the trustee meeting at 5 p.m. March 14th starts the Sketch Club with Andy that began this past week. Calling all artists and lovers of art, First Christian Church of Colorado Springs will be hosting a sketch club meeting on Thursdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Grab your sketchbooks, pens, and brushes and join us for art and fellowship. work on a project, paint, draw, and most importantly, make new friends and fellow art lovers. FCC Sketch Club is open to all, from professional to hobbyist to amateur. Even if all you can draw is a stick figure, we all are welcome because we are all made in the beautiful divine image of our Creator. March 10th through the 16th, Family Promise will be hosting at Grace Episcopal. See Joan Arnold for details or get signed up. March 19th, Wilma Brown Memorial will be taking place at Brookdale Skyline at 11 a.m. in the Skyline Room. Please contact Gay Hatler if you need any more information. March 12th, there's an elders meeting at 6 p.m. March 24th is Palm Sunday. All young adults are invited to join us for our annual Palm Processional. An email will be going out to invite all of you to join us. March 25th is the Ministry Board meeting at 6 p.m. March 28th is Maundy Thursday, Ecumenical Service at First Baptist Church. More details to come, hopefully this week. March 31st through April 6th, Family Promise will be hosting at First Baptist. Volunteers are needed. Again, please reach out to Joan Arnold for more details and to get signed up. Now for the prayers, joys, and concerns. Dale Matherly, the interim regional minister, son-in-law, was in a serious biking accident this past week. Gay and Diana Hatler's daughter-in-law is recovering from surgery. Dale Katzenmeyer's sister had a medical procedure done last week. Please remember Gay Fredericks as he is experiencing significant health issues. Bev Olson underwent knee replacement surgery on March 4th. The surgery went as planned, and Bev has started therapy. She is in the hospital with medical complications, but is being discharged to rehab today. Keep Lowell in prayer as well. Please keep Glenn and Karen Tamblinson in prayer as he continues his chemotherapy. And an anonymous prayer request for our congregants working through some difficult times and for others within our church family who are recovering from medical procedures and ailments. Now let us greet one another with the peace of Christ.
In our last story, where did we leave Jesus? Last week, where did we leave Jesus? He was in the wilderness. And guess what? As time happened then and time happened now, he would still be there. That's a long time, isn't it? He's still in the wilderness. But he was thinking about, what do people need from me? What does God expect from me? And so we have people in the church that are doing that too. And they've decided there's some gifts that others need and that they might be able to help prepare them. So it's a little bit like we heard from our lovely worship leader, Claire, care and concern. So Lois is going to tell you about what they're thinking they need. Is that all right? Come on up.
Well, I wanted to tell you about a group called One Nation Walking Together. And this group, they collect donations and they put them in a great big semi-truck. And every 5 to 6 weeks or so, they take them to reservations. Do you know where a reservation, who would live there? Native Americans. And we have reservations here in Colorado, and they take them also to like 8 different other surrounding states. And this time they were taking them to the Lakota Reservation. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about what these people, they live on the reservation, and they, some of them don't have running water. Can you imagine not being able to turn on the faucet? And some of them don't have plumbing. Can you imagine not being able to take a shower? Oh, Luke thought that was pretty good. Well, I don't know. But, and so, how can we help these people? Well, some of the things that we can do is, oh, I wanted the things on the bottom. There they go. You can bring, we have boxes out by Fellowship Hall, and you can bring new socks. And that would be great. Another thing, some people knit or crochet, and they can make hats, tiny hats. You can bring big hats. You can bring blankets and quilts. Right now, we still need those things, don't we? Yeah, we've got a couple of them here. All these things are going to go in our box when we're through today. And then another thing we can bring is non-perishable food, canned things. And we're going to be having a food drive. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Where you bring cans or boxes, maybe cereal, all kinds of things. And then those will go in that truck too. But today we're collecting our noisy offering for One Nation Walking Together. And you can have the coins that make a lot of noise in the containers. You can have dollar bills and bigger bills or checks. They all go to help to pay for those trucks. They need a lot of gas and other things that they may need. So, how many of you think you'd like to help collecting the noisy offering now? Did you want to say that?
Thank you, God, for the ability to care. Thank you for the ability to know what people need. Help us in our wilderness journeys to contemplate, to reflect, and to share the thoughts we hear from you with others when we come out of the wilderness and give gifts. Amen.
Thank you. If you'll join me in prayer this morning. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come and bow before you this day. We celebrate, Father, these children who walk through these aisles and touch our lives. Father, we also come and ask a special blessing upon those who are here and part of their as Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, Father. Just be with them, walk with them, that they may see you in the midst of all that they're being taught and do. Father, we ask your blessing upon this community of faith that is seeking to remain together as church. Father, so many meetings, so many discussions, and Father, we ask that you be in the midst of each one, that you would be guiding and leading this congregation to where you would have them to be. Father, we ask that you would be with those who are recovering from surgeries and those who have been cast down with ailments, Father. We just pray that your healing touch would be there. You as the mighty physician, the great healer, we just ask that you would be with each and every one. Be with those who are traveling, Father, that they give them safe travel to and from. And Lord, be with those of us that are struggling with those things that we don't mention out loud, but you know what is going on in our lives and what the need truly is. And so we come and bow before you and lay that need before you, Father. Be with us now as we continue in our worship with you by reciting the prayer that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading is from the book of Psalm, chapter 107, verses 1 through 3 and 21 through 22. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love and for his wonderful works to humankind. And let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy. May the Lord bless this reading.
Thank you.
Today's text is taken out of the book of John, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, pardon me. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, And people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Embedded in today's text is a scripture, a passage, a verse that I believe is probably one of the most familiar verses that we'll find in the Bible. We see it on billboards. We see it on placards. We've even seen it tattooed on people's bodies. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. A passage that we have gotten so familiar with that maybe we have begun to take a little too lightly. Maybe we have not really taken it for its complete worth. I'm sure that there's some people who read this and they kind of stop at the passage, the part that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. That's enough. We like that part about God's love. But as we read into the rest of the text, we find out that there's more to this part of God's loving us. A part that we sometimes don't want to talk about too much, and that's this talk about a just God. A God who is going to one day judge us all. In fact, for those of us who kind of stop with, for God so loved the world, I know that we haven't gone on to verse 17, where he also says, I'm going to find it here in a minute. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. I think that's an important passage for us as well. For us as believers, for us as followers of Christ, for us as human beings. As I read that passage, I read the part that says that Jesus came not to condemn, not to judge the world, but to save the world. And I ask the question of myself, I know that there's going to come a time when Jesus is going to return, and his purpose for coming then is going to be to judge. But it's not for now. It's to save. And I have to ask that question of myself, who am I to judge or condemn somebody else if Jesus didn't come to judge? I think it's a question for us all to ask ourselves is, who are we judging? Who are we condemning? Because it affects the way that we treat and we act around them. Good question for the week. Something to think about. But as we get back into John 3:16, I want us to consider that this act of love from God, where it is revealed probably most prominent, is found in giving his Son, his most prized possession, to us. To us. And when we look at that, we often look at the life of Jesus and we say, what we need to do is just act like Jesus. And we see that Jesus opened his arms to all people, even those no good Samaritans. Jesus was there for them. He opened his arms and he oftentimes just continued to tell us to do exactly what God had been telling us to do all along through the Old Testament, to take care of the widow and the orphan and the poor and the prisoner. Those are all good things. All good things that we might do, but we oftentimes really miss the point here where it says that the greatest love that God showed us is to give his son as a sacrifice for our salvation of our sins. Isn't that something? God being revealed, revealing his love to us in a way that will draw us back to him. Jesus had a purpose for coming. And we learn from him as we read how he walked among us. But the greatest purpose he had was fulfilling his purpose on the cross. The forgiveness that we find in him, the salvation that we can find, the light that he opened up to us. It's interesting to note that all these other things how we treat others and everything boils down to maybe what was that? What was the Great Commission? You know, when Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so you must go and condemn, judge others in a way because they're not like us. No, that's not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so you must go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end. This assurance that we have that Jesus is with us. I'm sure there's some who read this passage and it says, for God so loved the world, so loved the world. And it sounds past tense. And they're wondering where God is in their life today. I think the passage should read more like, for God so loves the world. And his love is continual. His love is unconditional. His love is undescribable. But his love for us always leads to the salvation story and us embracing Jesus Christ. The greatest love he could show for us was opening his arms and giving us a way back to him. He calls us all. Our love for others, if we want to be like Jesus, is not to just open our wallets or just be in the presence of people and offering them food and the comforts. And I know that You and I have all heard this, and I hold with it, that we can't really minister to people who are hungry and hurting. But I think we sometimes miss the fact that we're in the midst of feeding the hungry and helping the hurting. There's a message of salvation that is the greatest love we could give to our family, to our friends, and to those of this world who are in need of a Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For indeed God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. We are called to share this hope as we proclaim the good news to the world. Amen.
Join us in our communion hymn number 214, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me.
Ordinary bread made by ordinary people becomes holy when we take and eat and remember. Ordinary grapes taken by ordinary people made into ordinary juice are holy when we drink and remember. This bread helps us remember his body was given for us. This juice helps us remember his blood was poured out for us, creating a new covenant for us. Bread and juice, from ordinary to holy. Jesus invites all to this table. All are welcome. We remember that on the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took this cup and said, "The cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us and providing a path to salvation and eternal life through your Son. Jesus accepted our punishment, paid the price for our sins, and offered us the new life that he purchased for us. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we acknowledge that the love you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Is the giver of all good things, the one who fashioned each of us with unique gifts that together make the body of Christ whole. As God has given to us, it is now our turn to give to others. Our noisy offering this morning was for One Nation Walking. Our relationship with them is one of many that our church maintains with others who have less. In gratitude for all you have received, give as you are able so that others may also receive.
Thank you. doxology. Let us pray. Our Father, take our offerings and bless them. Take our lives and guide them, as we also offer our time and talents. Amen. At the heart of who we are as disciples of Christ is an invitation to be a disciple here at our church. This means to be willing to walk with us, to learn alongside of us, and to seek with us to better follow Jesus' example to minister to others. If you feel moved to join us with this calling, we invite you to come forward during our closing hymn so that we may welcome you. Our closing hymn is number 589, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian.
On this fourth Sunday of Lent, I would ask that you would consider first and foremost if you have asked Jesus to be into your heart. And do you have a personal relationship with him? If not, I'd be glad to speak with you. Any of the elders, some of the retired pastors here would welcome that conversation as well. But if so, I would ask that you would consider if you have persons in your life that need to make that same decision, to step out of the darkness and into the light. Are you praying for their salvation? Perhaps praying that you would be the hands and the feet of Jesus that would lead them to him. So in closing, hear the words of Ephesians 3. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.